Cecil, suppose she sees you when you go up on her front porch.
Don't worry. She won't. I'll make sure she's in the back of her house.
Cecil, didn't you say that she is the neighborhood gossip?
Is she? She's a pest. She knows every time I come home late. She even knows all about you, and she's never seen you.
Do you think she's told anybody about getting that note?
Of course. I'll bet the first thing that she did after the mailman left was to run over to Miss Martin's and tell her.
Who is she, Cecil?
Oh, just another old biddy that lives over there. See in that greenhouse?
Oh, I hope she didn't let her read the note.
I'll bet she did. She would.
Who lives on the other side of her house?
Over there? Old Miss Belcher and her brother.
Goodness, Cecil. Don't anybody but old maids live in this block?
Well, there's the woman lives on the corner that was married once, but her husband died.
Oh, goodness. Then if the note went to any house on this block, they might have thought it was really intended for them.
Don't I know it? This block is a regular hornet's nest. All these old biddies gather over the back fence and hold our session.
Then I'll bet everyone in this neighborhood knows about the note that we accidentally sent to Miss Tucker.
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Oh, goodness. I'd hate to live in a neighborhood like this.
I don't like it. But Aunt Bess has lived here so long she won't move.
Does your aunt get along with them?
Oh, it's not so bad. They all send her glasses of jelly when she gets sick.
Cecil, do you think that any of them are watching us out the window now?
No. Not while we sit here on the running board. They can't see us.
As soon as it gets dark, are you going to put that note under Miss Tucker's doorstep?
Yeah, and ring the bell, and then we'll beat it pronto.
Oh, I wish I hadn't sent the first letter to her house by mistake. I thought, sir, you told me 2224. Honest, I did.
Well, I didn't.
Cecil, I wonder what she thought when she opened the letter and read it.
She probably couldn't even think. Well, what would you say if you got a love letter in the mail, unsigned?
Oh, I'd say it was grand.
I know it. Gosh, Sally, when you get as old as some of the old maids in this neighborhood, you're going to be even worse than they are.
I'm not going to be like them. I know I won't.
I'll just bet you are.
Well, I won't. I'm going to be married. I won't be an old maid. I don't want to.
Well, what are you going to do? Suppose no one asks you to marry them.
Oh, Cecil, don't you think someone might?
Oh, I don't know. You'll look all right.
Oh, Cecil, thank you.
I don't see what you want to get married for, though.
So I could make some boy happy.
Oh, yes. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, well, I would, Cecil. Uncle Thomas says that when the right time comes, and I'm old enough, that I'm going to be a prize.
Well, you can take that two ways.
He says that the boy that gets me will be very lucky.
Yeah, ha, that's what he says.
That's all right, Mr. Cecil. Wait till you see when I'm the most popular girl in this town. Then you'll laugh.
Oh, broke. What are you going to do? Send away for one of those books?
Very well, Mr. Smarty. You just wait and see.
All right. You're the Queen of Sheba. Does that make you happy?
No, I don't want to be a queen. I just want to be myself.
All right, be yourself then. I think I ought to take this letter and deliver it now. I don't want to wait too long. You know, Aunt Bess is liable to come along and see us.
Cecil, listen. Do you remember what you said in your letter?
Sure, I do. I said, Dear madam, I used to know you. If you would like to see me again, hang a handkerchief at the window. And then I signed it, Sincerely, an Honest Man. Oh, I remember every word.
Cecil, that's lucky that you put that in there about the handkerchief.
Oh, well, you know, I thought it would let us know when Aunt Bess got it if she would really be interested. That's all.
Yes, and that's the same way we can tell if Miss Tucker is interested.
Oh, but she didn't have anyone that she used to know when she was a girl. That is, I mean, like Aunt Bess's bricklayer.
Oh, she might have, Cecil, and she might be looking for him right now.
Well, if she catches me, she'll know I'm not the one.
Cecil, if she got the letter, maybe she has hung a handkerchief in the front window as a signal, like you said.
Well, no, No, I don't think so, Sally.
Well, let's see. If she has, then we're sure that she got the letter by mistake.
Well, I hate to disappoint her, then. Hey, maybe she has someone on the lookout.
Would she tell anybody that she was going to have a visitor, Cecil?
Well, no, I guess she wouldn't. She'd tell all the other old clucks in the neighborhood about it, though. She'd want to brag. You remember what I told you about when she goes downtown?
Yes, how she imagines all the men are following her.
Yeah, huh. As if anybody would follow her. They might wonder what circus she was with.
Why? Does she dress funny, Cecil?
Oh, I guess you can call them clothes. She wears a feather business around her neck. You know, one of those fuzzy things.
Cecil, let's walk by her house and see if she has a signal in the window.
All right. Come on. Here, get up. Now walk quietly.
I will. Is that her house over there?
Yeah. On the other side of the street. Miss Belcher lives there. And the Widow Martin lives right there. And we live, well, you remember our house.
Yes, I think you have the nicest house in the block.
You think we have? Oh, I know we have. Well, it's not the biggest, but then...
Cecil, wait a minute. Stop.
What's the matter?
Cecil, look at that house. The front window is lighted up. What's that in the window?
It's a handkerchief.
But it's the wrong house.
Hey, look over at Miss Martin's window. There's another handkerchief hanging there.
Cecil, look on the corner where the old maid lives. There's one in her window.
What the heck? Hey, they couldn't all have gotten letters.
You said Miss Tucker talked a lot.
I know, but golly moly.
Cecil, look over here, too. Every house in this block except yours has got a handkerchief hanging in the front window. Oh, goodness, I should say she is a newspaper. But she should have kept still. Oh, dear, what do we do now, Cecil?